Hello, my name is Jayema, and you're listening to Unpurified, the Ramblings of a Black Queer Christian. For today's episode of the podcast, I wanted to talk about some more information that I found out about the Bride of Antichrist, who is also known as the Whore of Babylon. After doing some digging in the Antichrist's prophecy, I have discovered some new findings about his bride. So I wanted to, make sure I give that information to the girlies. So yeah, it's not that much, but it's enough to, you know, make a separate podcast episode about it. So yeah, let's get into it. Yeah. Okay, so the first thing that I figured out after studying the Antichrist prophecy is that she is shown in the Bible through Queen Jezebel. The Bible describes her and her fate in Revelation chapter 2, but when they mention her name, they call her Jezebel. So that means, you know, when you see all of that, that's a signal boost into saying that she is similar, or her story is similar to Jezebel's story in the Bible. And you can see that in Revelation chapter 2, verse 20 through 24. And that says, "But this is what I have against you. You tolerate that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a messenger of God. By her teaching, she misleads my servants into practicing sexual immorality and eating food that has been offered to idols. I have given her time to repent of her sins, but she does not want to turn from her immorality. And so I will throw her on a bed where she and those who committed adultery with her will suffer terribly. I will do this now unless they repent of the wicked things they did with her. I will also kill her followers. Then all the churches will know that I am the one who knows everyone's thoughts and wishes. I will repay each of you according to what you have done. But the rest of you in Thyatira have not followed this evil teaching. You have not learned what the others call the deep secrets of Satan. I say to you that I will not put any other burden on you." So, as you can see, it talks about sexual immorality, her spreading a gospel and claiming that she's a messenger of God, when we know that she wants people to believe that her husband is God, and she has the deep secrets of Satan, and she's a false prophet, and all those things. So, that's describing her, and the fact that she would be repaid according to what she's done, which is her fate. So, the second thing that I found out about her is that she will either kill or bring to ruin three kings in order to get her husband the throne. So yeah, you know, if you saw if you listened to my last podcast episode, then you know that the Antichrist gets rid of three kings in order to rule again. The Antichrist rules, he's the fourth king of the kingdom, and then he gets rid of three kings, and then he becomes a ruler again. And the person that he gets to get rid of these three kings is his wife. And the way that she does it is by seducing these three kings in order to sleep with her. And once she gets them in her house, she either kills them or brings them to ruin. And you can see that in Proverbs chapter 7, verse 6 through 27. And that says, "Once I was looking out of the window of my house, and I saw many inexperienced young men, but I noticed one foolish fellow in particular. He was walking along the street near the corner where a certain woman lived. He was passing near her house in the evening after it was dark, and then she met him. She was dressed like a prostitute and was making plans. She was a bold and shameless woman who always walked the streets or stood waiting at a corner, sometimes in the streets, sometimes in the marketplace. She threw her arms around the young man, kissed him, looked him straight in the eye, and said, 'I have made my offerings today and have the meat from the sacrifices. So I came out looking for you. I wanted to find you, and here you are. I covered my beds with the sheets of colored linen from Egypt. I perfumed it with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come on, let's make love all night long. We'll be happy in each other's arms. My husband isn't at home. He's on a long trip. He took money with him, and he won't be back for 2 weeks. So she tempted him with her charms, and he gave in to her smooth talk. Suddenly he was going with her like an ox on the way to be slaughtered, like a deer prancing into a trap where an arrow would pierce its heart. He was like a bird going into a net. He did not know that his life was in danger. Now then, sons, listen to me. Pay attention to what I said. Do not let such a woman win your heart. Don't go wandering after her. She has been the ruin of many men and caused the death of too many to count. If you go to your house, you are on the world of the dead. It is a shortcut to death if you go to her house. So that goes to show that she, you know what I'm saying, she's giving a charade. She's giving the girls a facade, thinking she's, you know what I'm saying, she's gonna sleep with them, and maybe she does. And maybe she does, and she ends up killing them afterwards. And the third thing that I found out, yeah, this faux cheating, or maybe actual cheating, must have, you know what I'm saying, awakened something within her. Because my good sis ends up cheating on her man with 10 men. With the 10 kings of the kingdom. Because I don't know if y'all listened to my last podcast episode. The way that the kingdom is set up during the Antichrist reign is like there are 10 small kingdoms, and then they're all like they have kings, and then those king have one king as a king over them. So it's like a king over literally like a faux Jesus in a way, like a king of kings. And so she cheats on her husband with the 10 smaller kings that her husband is the ruler of, right? And so you can see that in Revelation 17:2, and that says the kings of the earth practiced sexual immorality with her, and the people of the world became drunk from drinking the wine of her immorality. And you can also see that in Revelation 2:22. And that says, and so I will throw her on a bed where she and those who committed adultery with her will suffer terribly. I will do this now unless they repent of the wicked things they did with her. Girl, she get to cheat on her man. So now it's also kind of, you know, making more sense as for this next thing. And number four, fourth thing, her husband and her side man, her adulterous lovers, they betray her. And their betrayal, because we found out that they betray her, but their betrayal results in her death. So I don't know, they might be the ones who actually kill her. They may band together, maybe they find out about each other, they band together and kill the girl, right? And so they see that in Revelation 17:16, and that says the 10 horns that you saw, which are the 10 kings, and the beast, which is her husband, will hate the prostitute, which is her. They will take away everything she has and leave her naked. They will eat her flesh and destroy her with fire. And the fifth thing that I figured out is that her side men will regret betraying her. Because I looked and it seemed like her husband don't care. Won't regret his decision. But the dude she was messing with on the side, as soon as they murder sis, they will start to feel emotional. And, you know, I don't know, possibly regretful. I don't know, girl. Who knows? But you can see that in Revelation 18:9-10. And that says, the kings of the earth who took part in her immorality and lust will cry and weep over the city when they see the smoke from the flames that consume her. They will stand a long way off because they are afraid of sharing in her suffering. They will say, how terrible, how awful, this great and mighty city Babylon, in just 1 hour you have been punished. So they will end up regretting ever betraying her. Which, you know, it's nice to see a little, you know what I'm saying, a little remorsefulness in this evil, in this evil time period. But, that was everything that I have discovered about her. That was the most stuff. It is such a wild story with this bride child. And I mean, when I discovered it, and this is funny, because I'm like, I don't know why I couldn't see that she would cheat on her man. Like, she's literally like, I mean, you know, like, you, when you hear certain things, I knew, like, her being called like a whore or a prostitute, I knew that was in reference to her idolatry. But I ain't know she was out here literally cheating on her man like this, baby. 10 men? 10. Low-key 13 if you add the 3 that she did to kill him. Shawty is wildin'. But, you know, what do you expect? Two evil people, you know what I'm saying? Two evil people in a relationship, whatever. But anyways, that was all the information that I found on her. And yeah, if you made it all the way to the end, thank you for listening. And yeah, I hope you have a good day. Hello, friends. I am back. I've spent some time away. She's completed this whole message. She's recorded the whole podcast. And I just recently discovered something else about this evil queen. So the sixth thing that I discovered about her just recently, just today, girl, she had the revelation today. I think that the image that is referenced in Revelation 13, 14 through 15, might be about her child. So, in Revelation, the Bible talks about how the false prophet, which y'all know that I think is her, breathes life into the image of the first beast, who is her husband. But like, when we look into like the Bible, when the word image is first used, it's used in reference to human beings and how human beings are created in God's image. So I think, I don't, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to act like I know all the tea, girl. But I think that this image may not be an idol, like, or like a statue of this, of the Antichrist. But I think it might be their child. And I feel like this kind of more, I guess, naturally explains how she's able to breathe life into something, because she will be the one who, you know what I'm saying, carries the child. So it's like she's technically the one breathing life into an image of the first beast. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, if you would like the scripture verses, the first one, we're going to get into Genesis, and that is 1:27. And that says, so God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. And then we can get into Revelation 13:14-15. And that says, and it deceived all people living on the earth by means of the miracles which it was allowed to perform in the presence of the first beast. The beast told them to build an image in honor of the beast that had been wounded by the sword and yet lived. The second beast was allowed to breathe life into the image of the first beast so that the image could talk and put to death all those who would not worship it. And you know, babies talk. Kids talk. So, and they be snitching. So. So this is, I feel like this could be a kid, you know what I'm saying? This could be their child, but you know, this is just, this is, these are just my thoughts. These are just my ideas. I was thinking about, you know, not putting it on there because I didn't know for sure, but I couldn't let it go. And I was like, you know, I think it might be a baby, you know what I'm saying? It might be a little baby, you know? So that was all I had to say on the matter. Hopefully. This is the last thing, or maybe not. You know, she may have more revelation after this. We love knowledge. We welcome wisdom, okay? But, yes, this is now for sure all that I had to say on the subject. So, yeah, thank you again for listening. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. If you would like to find me online, I'm on Instagram at The Bible Is Inclusive, and I'm on Twitter at Bible Inclusive. I also have a book. It's called Who Told You That God Was Homophobic? And that's available in paperback and ebook. And that's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple Books, Kobo, Scribd, and other retailers. And if you would like to visit my website is called TheBibleIsInclusive.com, and that is the host of my blog, and I make many posts on there about, like, you know, the spiritual things that I have found out. I tend to be more active on the blog than I am on my podcast, so I recommend that you subscribe to my website so that you can get updates every time I post on there, because, you know, she posts on there more frequently. And if you would like to become a Christian, you can figure that out on my website as well. You can go to the menu. There's a tab and it says, you know, how to become a Christian. And it'll show you the prayer that you can pray in order to become a Christian if you would like to. And also, you don't have to. You're not forced into this. But if you would like to donate to me, you can also go to my website, and there is a tab on there that says donate, and you can put in, you know, however much money you would like. They have a single, like, one-time donations, and they also, I think they have reoccurring donations on there too. So you can, you know, do it however you want, and you'll be able to donate to me. And yeah, thank you again for making it all the way to the end of the podcast, and I'll see y'all in the next one.